Welcome to From Earning to Learning, the podcast where we talk about all things education. I'm your host, Dave Frangiosa. Welcome back to another episode of From Earning to Learning. I'm Dave Frangiosa. So I just finished my first month of school and figured now would be a good time to reflect back on how it's going so far. And I know all of our situations are different, so let me provide a little context about my situation. I'm in a high school in Northeast New Jersey, and we have mask mandates, and roughly 75% of our student body is vaccinated. So yes, I do understand how fortunate I am, and I feel for all of my fellow educators that are not as fortunate and are dealing with some really challenging and unsustainable situations. So if you're listening and you're in that situation, I'm not going to insult you by trying to give you advice. Just know that you can reach out if you need an ear. So everything that I'm about to say is from my perspective and the situation that I'm currently in. This year, I have full classes for the first time in a year and a half. I'm seeing more students in person in one period than I saw over 2 days last year. There were times last year where I'd have one, or sometimes I wouldn't have any students in a section in person. I'd see like 10 or 15 students total over 2 days. So having full classes is making a huge difference. And through the first month, I only had one student quarantined, and that was before school even started. So I'm enjoying the consistency in that contact time. And, you know, because of that, I really do feel like I'm getting to know my students better already. The masks don't seem to be inhibiting students as much as they did last year. I'm not sure if that's because they're getting used to them or because there are more students in the class and they don't feel like they're the center of attention. But there's definitely more socialization and interaction. Students are asking more questions, and it doesn't feel like I'm managing to get through the year. I'm actually teaching again. It's not perfect, but it's a huge step in the right direction. So, you know, getting students to keep their masks on, it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, for the most part, they're all respectful about it when we do address it. I know none of us like wearing them, but I mean, if that's what we have to do to keep our students in school, I'm happy to do it. And as far as their performance, maybe it's my expectations or the way that I approach assessment and learning, but the students I'm teaching this year don't seem to have suffered any negative impacts on their development. I mean, if anything, they're actually doing more than classes that I've had in the past at this point in the year. And I'm talking about even before we switched to distance learning. Now, I'm not sure if my excitement to have them back in front of me has rubbed off on them, or, you know, they're just happy to physically be present in school, or it could just be the group of students that I have this year. But you know, they're trying more. They're not just checking boxes and moving on, but they're showing like real curiosity for, you know, what would happen if. And then when they have that question, they test it and they're having conversations about it. And, you know, I've always valued meeting students where they are. And it seems like this year, they're more open to letting me. You know, their idea of what school should be, it's been flipped on its head. So, you know, my unconventional approach doesn't seem so strange anymore. So whatever the reason, it just feels good to be back interacting with students in a way that feels more productive than it has for a very long time. I do sleep good at night. I'm not complaining because I wouldn't want to go backwards, but I don't ever remember being this tired. So, that's all I got for this one. I'm going to wrap it up, but I really do want to hear about your situations and, you know, let me know if there's any way that I can support you. So reach out if you think there are topics that could help you or other educators navigate these times. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing your feedback. For more resources, visit www.reimagineschools.com or reach out to me on Twitter @DavidFrangiosa.